Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into the secret history of the casting couch, to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Take 20 with Maddie and Kenzie Ziegler, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Take 20. If you watched part one, we actually did a segment with Allison Malman, who started Active Minds, and we're here for part two to kind of ask more questions just because we are extremely... We feel really strongly about mental health and learning more about it and educating ourselves. And so that's why we have Allison here again. And thank you so much for coming back. We really appreciate all of your knowledge and everything that you've given us. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. And I really, I'm glad to be back. And I just can't tell you how important this conversation is that you guys are both hosting and being open about and all of it. So I'm just really glad to be a part of it with you.
Thank you for teaching us. We're excited about it.
It's tricky. It's tricky stepping into a new year, trying to have a new mindset and not trying to put pressure on this year's going to be better, whether it be just because of the pandemic or whether it be because of your mental health or a friendship or whatever it may be. How should we try and approach the new year without putting too much pressure on the situation?
Yeah, I was talking to somebody about this weekend. New Year's resolutions end up becoming like the biggest downfall for so many people, totally. Whether or not they say it or not. I think a really important part of the new year is to recognize that, January 1st is the day after December 31st, and that's all. Give yourself the chance to set some goals for yourself, because I think we all feel, if we're working towards a goal, whether that goal is related to your grades or related to a friendship or just like, I want to get like 200 extra steps a day, whatever it is, let yourself set a goal. But recognize that you can also, and should also set a goal on March 1st and maybe like July 15th, just because, and, the fact that it is the new year, don't put that pressure on yourself to make things so different this year that then you may be let down.
Right? Yeah, for sure. I know it's hard to like kind of not put pressure on yourself or on the situation, just like even the New Year's resolution thing, how you said it's really just a day different. You know, it's like really not that serious, but people are like, oh my gosh, it's the new year, I better get into shape, I better do this. And it's just like, it's a lot.
It's a lot of stress for sure. And I think with that, it's not healthy for us to hold in our feelings. So why is talking about the things we're going through and facing them important? Why do you think it's important for us to talk through it?
I think one of the things that I have seen, and I even learned myself, is the moment I started talking about what I was going through, I realized just how not alone I was. Mm. So often we're in our head thinking about the things that feel like they make us different, or that there's something wrong with us, or why does everybody have this perfect life when I don't? And the moment I started vocalizing it and verbalizing it, or sharing the hard thing that had happened in my life, I realized just how many other people were going through that exact same thing in that exact same moment, and how comforting it was to know. And so first and foremost, you deserve to share about what you're going through, because you deserve to know that you're not alone, and you deserve to know that it's not your fault. And that, like, you're not weird, right? Like, you're totally normal going through what you're going through. And then secondly, it is just such a burden off of your shoulders, but you don't have to carry that, because usually what we're keeping on the inside is the really hard stuff, right? When something good's happening, we're screaming off rooftop and letting everybody know and letting everybody celebrate with us. But it's the really hard stuff that we're holding on in the inside that can then just create so much more pain inside of us. And so, and again, I don't like, scream it off the rooftop if you feel comfortable with it, or just like find one person that you can share it with. Maybe it starts with writing it down in a diary, or putting it on social, or hopefully having somebody that you can talk to about it so that they can physically show you that they are supportive and they're there for you. And we can, you know, going back to some of the stuff we talked about last session, and, you know, VAR and showing support for each other is a really important piece. But it's hard to do, right? Like, I'm not going to sit here and say, everybody, like, just use those words. We've never been taught to do it. It's just not been part of our upbringing, because for generations, we've not talked about how we're feeling. But one of the coolest things is that I see is that high school students of today and college students and young adults are talking about their feelings and are talking about mental health in a way that even my generation didn't. And certainly my parents and grandparents' generation didn't either. And so it's changing, right? And it's changing because you're starting this conversation and having this public conversation that we're having here today is going to hopefully help some people who are listening just start talking in their family or in their friend group, and then realize, oh, there's other family or friends who are going to start talking too. And it becomes a snowball. So that's the third reason, which is not necessarily for your own mental health, but you will be helping somebody else when you share about what you're going through. Yeah, because when you're sharing and you feel like you're, you know, being really vulnerable, you have no idea what that other person is going through. Maybe that other person is going through the exact same thing and thought that they were alone and did not feel comfortable sharing it. Right. So it's a really important piece, but starts with this one conversation. The few words that you're comfortable saying can really help kind of explode a conversation to both help you and the people around you.
Totally. And I just want to say thank you for even just kind of opening the conversation, because you are helping so many people around the world, and it's really special. I just wanted to acknowledge that.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Of course.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on, get ready for a ride, we're gonna have some fun.
We'll explore and listen to the sounds of awesome places like farms, racetracks, and even construction sites.
Follow your ears, what do you hear?
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
They'll teach us awesome new things about the places and things we see and hear.
What did we learn today?
Learning is so cool.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip Podcasts on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source, and iHeart Podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into what lies beneath the glitzy image of Hollywood's golden age and all the sex, money, and murder that's been swept under the rug for decades. Using the Variety archives, each episode offers a rare glimpse into little-known casting couch stories that have long lived in the shadows. So join us as we navigate the tangled web of Hollywood's secret history with host Tracy Patton, along with expert Variety reporters and correspondents, as they discuss the secret history of the casting couch to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, kind of steering away. this is, I feel like, as a whole, mental health is pretty like taboo, or people make it such a thing. But on the other side of that, are there any like words or phrases that you should steer clear from if you're talking about mental health or if you're talking about anxiety or whatever it may be?
Oh, I love that question. Language is like a really important part of why I do what I do. So, in short, like you really can't say like the wrong thing. So I want to go back to something that we talked about last time. Don't be afraid you're going to say the wrong thing and not say anything at all. Mm-hmm. Like you're better off saying something. Mm-hmm. However, if you're aware enough to be thinking about these words, there are a couple of words that both in terms of like talking to somebody who's struggling and then in general around mental health that I think is really important. What you want to do if somebody's sharing that they're struggling is you want to validate. You don't want to say, just get better, just go for a run. Mm-hmm. I don't believe you. Like, what do you have to feel sad about? Mm-hmm. Validate their feeling, even if you don't believe they deserve that, feel that way. Like, I don't know why you would feel that way, but regardless of how you feel, know that whatever they're feeling is real and right, and mm-hmm. validate it and let them know that you believe them. I think there's also some pieces as we talk about mental health and mental illness that we can do to kind of shift how we think about these things in our culture. So, you know, I started Active Minds because my brother died by suicide. And he was a college student when he took his life, and I was a college student myself. And I started really thinking about what life was like for him and the world that he was living in. Mm-hmm. And even from that beginning, I'm saying that he died by suicide, I'm never going to say that he committed suicide. Because if I say that Brian committed suicide, that's indicating that he like committed a crime or like he did something wrong, like burglary or perjury or like something that's going to send him in jail. No, he died by suicide because he was struggling with his mental health.
Right.
And for him, that was the only way out. And so we, as you know, in our vernacular, in our language, like we need to stop saying that people commit suicide. Totally. We don't say that about any other death. People don't commit heart attacks or commit cancer.
Right. I mean,
you wouldn't even imagine to think about that, but it helps you frame just how differently we think about mental health versus all other health issues. When you think about just that one set of language, I think a really important piece too, as we think about it personally, is that, we have to stop identifying ourselves with our diagnoses. So I have a friend who had anorexia in college, and the number of times I heard her say, "I'm an anorexic," or I heard people say, "Well, she's an anorexic," or "she's anorexic." It's very different from "she's a person with anorexia."
Totally.
Right? Like my brother was a person who struggled with his mental health, mm-hmm. but he was a brother, he was a friend, he was a son, all of those things.
Yeah.
He had depression and he had schizoaffective disorder. But it's a really important part when we think about ourselves. Mm-hmm. If you're somebody who has panic attacks or has anxiety, you're not somebody who like is anxious. No, like you're a person that's just like happens to be a part of you.
Yeah, right.
And I think about it often, like I have, you know, this isn't real, but I have blonde hair. Right. And so the difference between saying I'm blonde versus I have blonde hair, there's like a very different connotation of what that means.
Right.
And so there are little shifts that we can make as we think about it, even for ourselves, about I'm a person, I have these things, I might struggle with these things sometimes, but there's so much more to me than just my diagnosis or just my struggles. I think it's a really important way for us to get out of the self-stigma that still really exists. Even if we don't judge each other. One of the things that has been so awesome to see in your generation, in high school and college students of today, is that there's not a lot of stigma. There's not a lot of judging of people to say like, oh, that person has bipolar disorder, I don't want to be around them. No, like that doesn't exist anymore. But what still is really high is this self-stigma, the discomfort in having it for yourself. And so if you can make some of those language changes, even for just for yourself, to realize like, actually, I'm a pretty awesome person. And yes, I have anxiety, or I like, yeah, I'm cool. And my mom has, you know, substance use disorder or whatever it may be. This is just part of your whole identity and not your identity itself.
For
so those
sure.
are little changes. I could go on forever. But I love the question. And I think there's a lot of power in looking at the language that we're using.
For sure. Yeah, I would have. That's such a amazing perspective that I haven't even, noticed myself. I think we do that. We're guilty of always just being like, oh, well, I'm just anxious and it's getting in the way of a lot of things. That's a really good way to treat it. And really
those changes are also very important as well.
Yeah.
And And there's so little, right? Yeah. I think that's the really important piece of all of this to me is that we don't have to make these like massive changes. Mm-hmm. It's all of these little things, these little language changes, the little opportunity to say something to a friend that creates the big change that's needed. But it starts with these little things that are so easy for all of us to do.
Of course. It's really hard. I think like for myself, I feel like I was kind of the last in the family out of my mom and sister to kind of start having panic attacks and having some anxiety. And it was nice to know that I wasn't alone because I witnessed my mom go through it and then I witnessed my sister go through it. And so I felt like I had an open space. Luckily, I'm so lucky that I had the space to do that. But I wonder for you, Kenzie, or if you can touch on this, like, what was it like going through it before your sister did and knowing like, did you feel alone or did you feel like you could open up?
Well, I am not one to talk about my feelings a lot. So it definitely was super hard for me to kind of experience it first in the family and not really have someone to relate to other than my mom. I mean, obviously I love my mom, but teenagers don't necessarily go to their parents for everything. So I did go to my sister a lot about it. But I was so nervous to open up. It was the same thing with a therapist for me. I feel so weird talking about my feelings, which sucks because it's important. But yeah, I'm just like, I feel so weird talking about it. But you've been a great person to talk to. And I feel like for me, the most important thing going through a panic attack is just to act like it's not there and kind of distract your mind if we watch a movie or talk about something else. But once in a while, it is really important to talk about it for me as well.
No, you've definitely done an incredible job at like progressing in that way. And I'm honestly just so lucky that I've had her through all of this. And especially just because we obviously like friends come and go, but we'll always be there for each other.
Right. And that's not me saying that you shouldn't address it in any way. We all just kind of deal with it differently. But now I've learned to open up about it because obviously when I started having anxiety, I was like 12. So it was very hard.
Right. Well, and you've touched on something too, is like, you don't have to be perfect every time, right? Like you can do one time, you can like, you put words to it and feel comfortable doing it. And then the next time, you don't want to talk about it at all. I'm like, that's okay. Like give yourself grace to not be getting better each time or not, you know, to not be perfect each time. Like none of us is perfect. Right. And so it's like, do the best you can in the moment that you're in all the time. And sometimes, you're going backwards and like, that's fine. Like, welcome to this pandemic. We thought we were going great. And then we went backwards. Like that's just a natural part of life that we allow for everybody else and everything else, but we don't allow for ourselves. So like give yourself some space and some grace to not be perfect each time, even if it's not being perfect in your panic attack. Like that's totally normal and that's totally fine. And you know, it's probably going to happen again. And so like, you know, figure out what the triggers are and the things that you can say, you feel comfortable saying, and you do your best in the moment with what you've got. And that's a really important piece of all of this. Like we all have to just be kinder to ourselves.
Of course.
In a way that we're just not.
I also think, you know, how we were talking about social media is terrible, but I think
there's moments that are good.
The app TikTok, I feel like has been a way for teenagers to open up about how they're feeling about mental health. And I feel like I go on there and I'm like, wow, I'm not alone. Like, this is so important. And that's why I'm so glad that people are opening up on social media. And I think it's very important because in the comments, everyone's like, wow, I'm so glad that you're going through this and we can go through this together. I just think it's really important to open up on social media. I think it's
totally. I know it's a scary thing to do, but it's weird because on TikTok, it feels like less scary for some reason.
I love that. I do think, yes, we were talking about all the downfalls of social, but I'm the first person to jump into an argument to say that like not there is good in social.
Right.
And, and what I've seen is social gives people an opportunity to have a platform to share how they're doing and what they're thinking in a way that previous generations never had, mm-hmm. right? Like my generation, we wrote in journals. If you were going to do anything, you were going to write in your diary, but nobody was ever going to see that. So if you were having a really crappy time, yes, you could get it out, but unless you used your words to tell somebody or a friend said something to you, nobody knew. Social gives all of us a chance to put that out in the world mm-hmm. and be validated and feel like we're not alone in a way that didn't exist in previous generations. So while there are challenges, right? And we're going to work through all those challenges. I love what you were saying. It's like, it gives you a chance to like, you know, you find your tribe and you find your people, and maybe your people live in your hometown and likely they don't. And likely you're never going to interact with these people again, but they make you know that other people go through this too. And it's totally normal. And it's okay to not be okay sometimes. And it's okay to like, feel like you just want to know that you belong somewhere.
Totally. Of course. I think that's like the best advice, just honestly going into this new year as well, as it's okay not to be okay. There's no pressure. Like it's really important to know that, especially everyone listening. Like I would say everyone give yourselves a little pat on the back, because it's hard and we're all going through it and we're all going to get through it.
We're all going to get through it. It's true. And this time right now, get through day to day. This is a really, not only is being a teenager hard and not only is being a young adult hard, but like going through it in this pandemic when sometimes you're allowed to see people and oftentimes you have to be stuck at home and you're not allowed to participate in the activities you once did, or maybe you can, but you're sick, all of those things, like this is really hard. So let yourself just get through day by day, because we will get through it. We don't need to thrive right now. We don't need to like be our best selves right now. We just need to be. And let's get out on the other side and you know, wear our red, yellow, and green bracelets when we get there and like figure out how we feel. Like it's not gonna be 100% at, you know, at once, but this is a hard time and it's okay to feel that. It's normal to feel that and just get through like a, you know, foot forward each day so that we can move through together.
Totally. That's great. Thank you so much, Allison, for doing this two-part series with us. This means so much to us. Yes. And just opening the conversation, and to anyone listening, I hope, you know, you took something from Allison and this conversation. It's been really special to have you.
Yeah. Thank you so much. It was so nice to meet you and talk to you.
You guys as well. And again, I just, thank you for including me and thank you for including Active Minds, but more than anything, just thank you for having this conversation, because it opens up for folks who may be hearing it for the first time. And as you guys continue to share your experiences, you're helping other people know that they're not alone. And hopefully those people can let other people know. And like, that's how this change is happening. And we are going to get through this together because of conversations like this.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for taking 20 with us. If you had fun, please give us 5 stars.
You can follow us on Instagram at Take20Podcast.
Email us at take20@iheartradio.com.
Or you can call us at 844 for Take20.
See you next time.
Bye.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into the secret history of the casting couch, to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.